This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is, you are listening to, one of the very few open phones radio talk shows still around. Usually you call up a talk show, they ask what you want to talk about, and they say, nope, we're talking about this. You can talk about this, but not that. Well, Free Talk Live is different. You choose a topic, you control the show. And keep it clean, because we are on a whole mess of real radio stations, and the FCC gets all crazy if somebody drops an F-bomb or an S-bomb or any matter of bombs.
They also get crazy if you use their emergency alert tones without their permission. We can talk about that later if you want.
Absolutely. That's pretty crazy. And the we we're referring to is myself, Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
We have had a interesting news cycle. So I did the show last night, which I usually don't do. But you wake up to some headlines, and it's just kind of like, wow, did the world take its crazy pills last night or not? And one of the stories that I brought in for yesterday, I didn't get around to it, but then Ian brought it in too. So
we had the same one.
Exactly. Yeah, that's definitely a that's an indicator that we should probably talk about this. And yeah, Ian, as Ian mentioned, man, there's certain things you can't say on the radio, and you can't make certain sounds like
careful.
I'm trying to get a fine. You know, when the emergency broadcast warnings come up, they have that tone, and the FCC has...
It's a little more unpleasant than the one you did, though.
Yeah.
So I don't think they can fine you over that.
Oh, I'm sure I could make a highly unpleasant tone, but the FCC felt that some people did it too well in the course of the day, and fined... $600,000 in penalties for false emergency alerts. My God. On Thursday, the Federal Communications Commission reached a handful of settlements with media outlets. These people agreed that, well, we'll pay you this. Unbelievable. Following investigations into whether they misused the emergency alert system tone. My gosh, I bet I did. I did misuse it. I didn't represent it as being the actual tone, but I went.
Well, I don't think it was represented as being the actual tone.
It
at
wasn't.
Least on The Walking Dead. I can comment on The Walking Dead. I follow that particular program.
Right.
I don't follow Jimmy Kimmel Live, so I don't know what the context. I don't know if the article gets into it either, but I don't know what skit it was used in there. I suspect it was a skit or something like that. But
well,
in the case of The Walking Dead, it's a fictional television program.
About a zombie invasion, about a zombie outbreak.
Right. So, I mean,
Well, what makes that tone special? Does that tone trigger automated devices?
As near as I can tell, it triggers zombies.
Well, as far as I can tell, it triggers the FCC.
Yeah, it does.
But
yeah, I'm not sure.
So I do know a little bit about this, having worked in the industry for a long time. They have
sure.
these boxes that sit in racks in studios. I think they're called the NDEC, E-N-D-E-C, if I recall correctly.
Interesting.
I'm sure it's an acronym for something.
Right.
Anyway, it monitors some frequency that essentially the FCC uses kind of like a daisy chain situation, kind of like FidoNet from back in the day in some ways, for those that don't know. Anyway, the idea is one radio station plays the tones, and then it plays whatever the message is that follows the tones, whether it's this is just a test or there's an actual emergency, and then the sort of sister stations or, you know, substations or whatever you want to call them, the stations that are monitoring that frequency, their boxes pick that up and then they relay that on the air. They basically break in over top of, you know, whatever's on the air. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Doesn't matter if your mic's open, you're playing a song or whatever. It just breaks over top of it. And it plays that back. And then so anybody that's monitoring your frequency for that will pick up from that and so on and so forth. That's as I understand how that system works. So it playing on Jimmy Kimmel or on The Walking Dead, maybe on Jimmy Kimmel, because there you're talking about an ABC television program.
Broadcast stations.
Yeah, it's probably being aired by mostly broadcast television stations, whereas The Walking Dead is a cable network program. And by the way, Kimmel was hit with $395,000 fine, so the $600,000 number that you cited was the total.
Right.
And The Walking Dead was hit for $104,000. So why the discrepancy? Maybe that's because Kimmel's on ABC. You know, and there are stations that may get triggered by something like that. And then
I'm sorry, every time you say it, they might get triggered by that, that just makes it too politically correct.
In this case, literally triggering a machine to take over the airwaves and play back whatever Kimmel's skit was. Maybe that actually could have occurred, but certainly could not have, as I understand it, with The Walking Dead. I'm not a big cable TV watcher. I don't have it.
Right.
And I haven't since I, moved out of my parents' house. But I've never seen an emergency alert test on a cable system.
I'm trying to think.
On a cable channel or on the broadcast channels that you were watching over cable?
Oh.
I see what you're saying, Ian. Right. I don't know.
You don't see it on MTV.
Right.
You don't see it on...
Well, you don't see music videos either.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, so I think that's what we're talking about here is I think it's ridiculous that the FCC can find a fictional show that doesn't even broadcast over the airwaves. It's a cable network program. American Movie Classics, I think, is what AMC stands for. That is a cable network. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean the FCC doesn't regulate cable networks, so, I'm not ultimately too surprised that they can get away with this.
Right.
But the regulations aren't quite as stringent on cable. That's why South Park, for instance, has been saying the S-bomb on the air for years. And you will not hear that likely on whatever shows are on broadcast, NYPD Blue, or, that's the last time I paid attention to broadcast television.
I think the S word has mainstreamed even more than that. I think they can play that South Park over airwaves. I'm not sure.
I can't believe that, because you'll still get fined on broadcast radio for that.
Okay.
And so you will definitely get fined on broadcast television for that.
Well, it's interesting, though, because I think it was NYPD Blue, that was the cop show that was on that sort of, it made its name for itself by, kind of pushing the boundaries of what was allowed. And I remember there was some story about them saying something that had never been said on broadcast TV before. And
I would love to be wrong.
That was...
The sky didn't fall.
See, as I recall, that was the S word. And then the South Park episode that used the S word like 132 times or something was all about that episode of NYPD Blue.
Interesting.
And so it was kind of a parody. And I believe that overuse of the word brought forth the demons of standards and practices.
Gotcha.
Is what happened, which is what networks call the censors, is standards and practices.
You can't call them censors. That sounds like they're censoring people.
But they are.
Well, they're standardizing and practicing.
Well, I don't have the wording in front of me, but I think the standards are community, sort of what would offend a given community. And you may be right here, Rich. Looks like NYPD Blue did say the S word, at least according to a Reddit thread where people are talking about this. The headline is, "When did the S word stop being censored?" And then there's a lot of chatter about this. They say that it was actually apparently South Park that was making fun of that episode of NYPD Blue. That's what somebody claims here.
Yeah, I claim that too.
I think I would say that the S word stopped being censored about 10 years after the S word made it into everyday common speech. Like when I was young, the S word wasn't used around your parents. that was a no-no. That was getting smacked in the backseat of the car by your dad. But eventually, it sort of became more normalized, and people didn't care as much. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Should we be allowed to say words?
Or tones.
Or tones. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll free number. As in freedom, free as in Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the number you call if you want to be on the radio. You can also use Discord. Discord is a very cool app. You can download it on your laptop, your PC, your smartphone, doesn't matter. Use your high-speed internet connection and your high-quality microphone, and you will sound like you are in the studio with us, the Us in Studios, myself, Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about these FCC fines. This comes to us from The Verge. On Thursday, the Federal Communications Commission reached a handful of settlements with media outlets following investigations into whether they misused the emergency alert tone. The agency found that ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, AMC's The Walking Dead, Animal Planet's Lone Star Law, and Morello Radio Holdings all misuse the Emergency Alert System, EAS, tone, a sound that is blasted out of televisions and smartphones to warn people of emergencies like tornadoes, floods, and missing children. Companies have agreed to pay a total of $600,000 in civil penalties. I found it interesting that some shows paid more than others.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel apparently was the big one with $395,000, according to Deadline.com, and then $104,000 for The Walking Dead. Lone Star Law fined $68,000. For last year's airing of an actual WEA signal that was caught on crew members' phones as they were filming.
Now, and that is not intentional.
It was not intentional.
It's you know, these are
$68,000, though.
These are mistakes.
You're going to have to intentionally sign that check unless you want to go ahead and fight the FCC in court, and that's going to cost you probably more than $68,000 in attorney's fees.
Well, and what radio station is or TV station is going to take on the FCC knowing that that is their livelihood?
That's right. None of them.
Yeah.
Now, this was not a radio station. It was Lone Star Law, which is, I guess, some kind of television show?
Yeah, television show. I think they pursue, I think it's Game Wardens, basically. In Texas.
There were this radio station group, though, that you mentioned. Morello Radio Holdings owns KDAY, AM and FM, and they were fined, and I think that's Fargo? I haven't checked. Was fined $67,000 for simulating an EAS attention signal in a promotion for its morning show. So the morning show host...
The morning zoo?
Yeah. Tell him to buy a Marlin for the morning wake up fest or whatever they call him. Jimmy the intern will be out in a cow suit.
The FCC has a rule against using the tone outside of actual emergencies to, quote, protect the integrity, unquote, of the system. That's why you can't have it on your morning zoo show. That way, listeners aren't confused when there's an actual emergency that warrants the alert.
Do you think the FCC could also fine you if, let's say, you took the emergency alert tone and put that as your ringtone on your phone, so every time your phone rings, it's the emergency alert tone?
We're going to find out right after the show. Quote, we remain
concerned.
Well,
we'd have to go to, like, FCC headquarters and all call each other.
Exactly. Quote, we remain concerned about the misuse of the EAS codes and EAS and WEA attention signals or simulations thereof to capture audiences' attention during advertisements, dramatic entertainment, and educational programs, and at any other time. That there is no genuine alert, unquote, the agency enforcement's bureau said in a statement. The FCC may issue sanctions for such violations, including but not limited to monetary forfeitures.
I think that, you know, this whole idea of the FCC can just issue a sanction to you. I don't think that necessarily means you have an obligation to pay them, right? Like, just like anybody can send you a bill and say, right, hey, you owe me for this. Well, you can come back and say, and I think Jay kind of touched on some of this last night, you have the right to come back to somebody who sends you a bill and says, well, I'd like to see the contract, please. You're saying I owe you this money. Right. I'm sorry. I honestly, I mean, if I said I was going to pay you for something you did, then I definitely want to do that. But I got to see proof that we have some kind of an agreement. Because I don't remember you telling me you were going to paint my driveway.
Right. See, I think a licensed radio show or a licensed radio station, I think they're going to be able to find that,
contract. The station, yes. I agree with you there. Great. Because the station has asked permission to exist. But the producers of The Walking Dead, as I understand it, they don't have to go. It's a private, you know, cable television produced program. They didn't have to go to the FCC and get some sort of a permit to shoot their essentially series of movies.
I'd wager that was the reason they chose to be on AMC and not be on CBS or
because
NBC.
You can show more, you know, violence and gore, and you can curse more easily without fear. And we can get more into the cursing aspect of things because we did touch on that on the last segment, because I did pull a little bit of history up as far as, you know, what's the status of the S word on television and that sort of thing. But I don't think if the Walking Dead people didn't want to just be good corporate citizens,
right,
if they wanted to say, we're not going to pay this, and what would the FCC do to them?
Right. And before somebody calls up and
that what they're saying in the article is an oversimplification, and they probably, I'm guessing that whoever they actually issue a demand for payment to is probably like the network or the station, somebody they license.
Right. It's the network.
So then it would be up to the network then to figure out the bookkeeping on, you know, how, if or how the Walking Dead people are.
I can't imagine they have a license. I don't think there is such a thing. CNN doesn't have to have a license to have a cable channel.
And before somebody, and I know this is going to happen in one of our chat rooms, wow, you guys really talk a big line picking on the FCC. And, you know, why don't you just play the tone? Why don't you just do that?
I would never do something.
Well,
like
the problem is that if we play
the
tone.
It puts our stations on the line.
Yeah. And those are stations we have great relationships with, and we don't want to put them in financial jeopardy because we decided to prove a point. So that's why we're not doing it.
We'll hit the dump button on it.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
It's just how it is, and I personally think this is pretty silly. You know, the emergency EAS, they call it now, the emergency broadcast system is what it was when I was growing up. You know, that was something we sort of joked about, and I gotta think that I had heard that in movies. It's not. I get it, and I don't. I get it that, you know, somebody could be tricked, but I don't think. You know, the world is so full of pranksters with radio stations that they're, you know, going to do this for ratings.
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, if the emergency alert tones come up, I can't imagine. I mean, there must be somebody out there whose heart starts racing every time they hear them. But sure. I don't think most people respond to them that way. I think most people are like, oh, God, now what?
Hey, you know, Walking Dead's on.
You know?
I'm generally paralyzed by not caring very much.
Yeah, because half the time it's just a test. Right.
Yeah.
It's the old boy who cried wolf.
That's exactly. Is the emergency broadcast system, is that the boy that cried wolf? Do you listen when it plays? Mm. That's a question.
What do you tune out?
Yeah, you zone out. 855-450-FREE. That's our number. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already in a serious relationship or marriage? You can live a life where you have full financial and sexual freedom without having to hide anything or lie to anyone. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds and thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making his first official visit to Canada.
I had important and good meetings both with Chrystia today as well as with Prime Minister Trudeau. I thank them profusely for their solidarity with the United States on a wide range of issues.
Pompeo says the meetings were a positive step forward towards strengthening the U.S. and Canada's economic and security relationship. Vice President Mike Pence is traveling the country pushing the passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Today, Pence was in Utah talking about how President Trump has delivered on campaign promises.
The American economy is booming. And this president has brought all that about by putting into practice all the things that we said we would do.
Pence also says that the unemployment rate is at an all-time low and the state of Utah has added around 125,000 jobs in the last year. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Also, hit us up on Discord. You can find out more at discord.freetalklive.com. We're talking about The Walking Dead and Jimmy Kimmel Live and Lone Star Law.
Normally we don't talk about pop culture.
Yeah, we don't. But these guys got fined by the FCC because they played or had playing in the background or accidentally recorded or used it as part of a gag. They played the emergency EAS. What's that stand for?
Emergency Alert System.
Emergency Alert. See, to me, it'll always, for those of you, you know, who are older than dirt, you'll remember it as the Emergency Broadcast System. Apparently, the government periodically has to rename things. And
keep you on your toes.
Spend and waste taxpayer money renaming something.
Well, they just got a whole bunch of it back.
Yeah, they got
blue because they got over $600,000 from these four different media entities.
I will wager that the government spent more than $600,000 in renaming the emergency broadcast system
probably to
the emergency alert system. There's no scale when it comes to government spending that they will not do.
Yeah. I think as far as the system is concerned, though, I think their fines, while as silly as they may be, ABC Broadcast and the radio station group that they hit with fines both asked for a license, so they are agreeing to be regulated by the FCC. Therefore, I'm not, as upset about those fines because, hey, you guys asked for it.
Right.
Secondly, of course, I'd love to see the FCC just, you know, disappear tomorrow. I'd rather they not exist at all. But The Walking Dead and that other law show, those sound like cable television. I know The Walking Dead's cable television. I don't know about this other show. But The Walking Dead certainly does not deserve this fine. That's a fictional program airing on a cable network. And I think it's
about zombies.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Just as a reminder, I'm sorry if that was a spoiler, but The Walking Dead is about zombies.
Right.
And I guess the FCC's concern is somebody, you know, maybe going about their day and they hear an emergency alert symbol. They look at their TV and there's all these damn zombies going crazy. What would one think? We're under zombie attack. I told you, Ethel. I told you they were going to do this.
Well, it does make me wonder who complained about this.
Right.
Somebody must have liked, unless it was an FCC commissioner or some FCC bureaucrat watching the show,
right,
and they're like, I want to go after these guys, or it was somebody who actually sent a complaint.
Yeah. The point being that Animal Planet and The Walking Dead are not broadcast on regular television. Now, I guess one could... possibly it was through the use of the cable systems, and maybe a cable television system is seen as a... they are licensed.
There's some amount of regulation of the cable television world, but it's not as much as broadcast television. So it's shocking from that aspect. But, you know, we did touch earlier on the question of profanity. If you want to get into that, we can, but I think we got somebody on the line.
We will, but we're going to go to My Dog Rex in Florida first. My Dog Rex, what's on your mind? This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me in.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was thinking that with the emergency tone, if a Libertarian candidate was on stage with the Republican and Democrat strikers, and they had the tone ready whenever the other two opened their mouth, and they hit that tone, emergency alert, emergency alert, liar and a thief, POS, you know, piece of doggy dung.
Stuff.
Saying, you know, the S word, but...
You're saying that the Libertarian candidate should play the audio on stage to try to trigger television stations to cut away to an emergency alert?
Well, the emergency alert would be the lies coming out of the Republican and Democrat.
Yeah, it's cute.
Interestingly enough, there are certain things encoded in the EAS, and somebody has taken the time to decode these and put them on the Internet, so we're definitely not going to play them, but... for example, you can play an emergency alert tone that will tell the equipment on the other line that there is a radiological hazard warning. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the one I want to use. It's called a law enforcement warning. Warning. There's law enforcement.
You're
right. Be on the lookout for law enforcement. It will be programmed. It can be programmed to indicate tropical storm watches, to tsunami warnings, all kinds of different stuff.
Of course, no one's saying that happened as a result of The Walking Dead actually playing these tones.
Right.
There's no one saying that anything happened as a result of those tones being played.
And that's an important point. Your system did not work as described, as did not do a cut up. Well, we don't really have.
Well, there is no system hooked up to AMC. There's
right.
nobody monitoring that for EAS tones, so
but
there was no system there.
Right. So it couldn't.
They're just mad because somebody played their tones. It's the same thing about. It's the same thing that government bureaucracies will do if you use their logo. So they basically copyright their logo, as I understand it. And if you were to, let's say, take the City of Keene logo and issue a City of Keene press release, you know, that said whatever, we're going to tear up your street today or something like that, then the City of Keene could bring you to court for that, and they'd probably win.
Right. It's craziness.
I just like the idea of harassing the system.
So do we.
Emergency tone when the ruling parties open their mouth.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
At them.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, Rex.
Yeah, it would be interesting to play that if news cameras were rolling and see what happens to them.
That's mean. That's a mean thing to do.
Yeah.
We're going to stay with the phone lines, and we've got Starchild calling from San Francisco. Starchild, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
It's good.
Well, I was just listening to another show, Freedom Phoenix, that you guys are probably familiar with, the Declarer of Independence.
Yeah, Ernie Hancock.
Days ago. Yeah, Ernie's a good friend. And he had Vincent Pinterwitz, a longtime libertarian columnist, and Davy Barker, a libertarian activist, on talking about immigration. And I got a little frustrated because Davy, who was arguing basically the libertarian position on it, was is very diplomatic and polite, but he wasn't really making the case for open borders that I think needs to be made. And there's some arguments that I'd like to make that I don't think usually get made so much. One of them is that the Constitution does not give the federal government any authority to regulate immigration.
That's true.
Only naturalization. And right.
So what's the difference? Can you explain that for our listeners?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, immigration is, the someone coming into the country, into one of the states.
Physically.
From somewhere else.
Moving,
right. Naturalization is just a paperwork process of becoming a U.S. citizen.
Correct.
And
that's the Ellis Island.
Yeah. Citizenship is in the Constitution, but I don't support it. I think ultimately citizenship is just another big government program.
Well, it's a sham. I mean, it's not even a program because I don't know if Jay touched on this last night as well, but I'm definitely going to jump in here because citizenship doesn't really exist. If you look at the definition of citizen, it's somebody who owes. Everything okay there?
Yeah,
got a lot of noise on
the
line.
Some background.
Sorry, I'm outdoors. It's a little windy.
Okay. That's okay.
Put them on hold if it gets bad, but it's okay right now. Anyway, the idea is a citizen is somebody who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. You can look it up in any, not just legal dictionary, but in dictionary.com or whatever dictionary you want to. It's pretty standard definition.
Yeah.
So
I agree with you.
Sure. I just want to finish
the government the U.S. government, does have programs around, issuing documents, recognizing people as citizens, revoking citizenship, all this kind of thing.
Yeah, that's why I say it's a sham, though, because they don't have an obligation to protect you. And if you want to put them on hold, we can continue here with
push
with
on
points
hold.
On open borders, because I want to hear the different arguments about that.
There are a lot of arguments on both sides of this. The more vocal side seems to be the closed borders. We've got to keep them out or send them back where they came from. What do you think about our immigration system? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's how you can get on the air, like the callers we have in queue already. We've got Starchild in San Francisco. He wanted to talk about immigration, and we're going to continue that in just a moment. But first, I wanted to tell you about the Edge Wallet. It's a cryptocurrency wallet. What do you hold digital cash in? You hold paper cash in a regular wallet. You hold digital cash in a digital wallet. The Edge Wallet is available for iOS and Android devices, so whether you have an iPhone or a Samsung, it doesn't matter. You can use it to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled. You own your money when it is in the Edge Wallet. That's important to note. Support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, many, many more. It's built by a veteran team. They've been building apps since 2014. Their tagline is securing your freedom, and that's what cryptocurrency does. Allows you to take control of your money. Don't trust, verify. You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. Talk somebody through installing the Edge Wallet again today. It's almost a daily occurrence. Somebody comes into Bitcoin Embassy New Hampshire or into Route 101 Local Goods. They've never used cryptocurrency, and they need to understand how to get started. The first thing you need is a wallet. But after that, Edge just makes it nice and simple. I like it.
Me too.
We've been...
just used it tonight.
Yeah. We're going to go back to Starchild. We're having a conversation about immigration and citizenship, and what does citizenship actually mean? Starchild, you still with us?
I am. And excellent. I actually misspoke. I don't actually want to talk about immigration. I want to talk about freedom of movement. And the reason I use that term is because people, at least in this country, when they talk about it, they tend to talk about it from the perspective of people living in the United States. And that is part of the problem. They talk about it through a nationalist framework, and it leads them to anti-libertarian conclusions because they're not looking at it from the perspective of people trying to move somewhere, and they're not looking at it from a neutral perspective. They're looking at it like, well, what are going to be the effects on people who are already in this country?
Yeah, so to me, I understand the libertarian position. I understand the statist position on quote unquote immigration, people coming to this country. Borders borders are a function of a state. You know, that is one of the defining characteristics, and I will argue that we shouldn't have a state all day long. But a border is part of that. It is a defined piece of property.
Because they have territory, because they're a criminal gang.
Right. And they're going to say that, hey, if you're going to come on our turf, we want you to come here by invitation so we can tax you.
If you're going to have a state, then there's going to be a place, some imaginary line where it begins and ends.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you have to shoot people across that imaginary line or throw them in prison. You can have the line.
That's right. And most of the countries. The United States is full of borders. I mean, I live in San Francisco. There's a border between San Francisco and Daly City. It never causes any problems. You can cross it without even realizing it. You're no more likely to get detained or questioned or held up there by government agents than anywhere else. And most of the borders in the country are like that, and they work fine. The only place where the borders are causing problems are, you know, at the edges of the country where government suddenly decides, they're going to assume a whole bunch more powers to stop and detain people without any individual probable cause of that person having committed any crime.
Or
simply moving around on public land should not be a crime.
Borders.
They claim these zones where the Constitution is suspended within 100 miles of any external border of the United States. But really, people shouldn't think of this issue just in terms of the United States, because like I said, that's part of what leads them astray. It's an issue of freedom of movement all over the world. And really, from the libertarian perspective, you know, it's not people outside of any given jurisdiction that are the main threat. You know, it's not the main threat to people living in the United States is not the Russian regime or the Chinese regime or the North Korean regime or anybody else. It's the U.S. government. And that's
right.
True for most people living in most countries is the main threat to their freedom and prosperity and well-being is the government or regime that claims direct jurisdiction over them.
Bravo.
So the people of the world need to practice more solidarity with each other and stop seeing each other as the enemy and buying into this nationalism that governments use to divide and control people and recognize we all have a common cause no matter where we live in the world in asserting our freedom.
Sure.
And standing up together against the governments of the world that want to restrict that freedom and control and extort money from us.
Starchild, thanks for the
call.
So
well said. Thank you for that.
I hate all governments, but the U.S. government's the only ones is the only one that's directly torqued my nuts.
Right. Now, I suppose we can say that because you're referring to a nut that goes on the end of a screw.
Yeah. They over-tightened my lug nuts.
But that's the thing. What I wish more people would look at, I wish more people would understand, are the economics of immigration. This is a net win for us as a country. There are whole industries, and particularly the farming industry, that absolutely could not exist in their current form without finding people willing to pick lettuce
in the hot sun all day long.
And you can look at the service industry. I'll pull up some statistics on that. We're going to go to Larry in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think we should abolish all borders,
yes. And
especially the one between Haiti and African countries so that they could come here, the colored people of the world could come here. You would get a lot of different opinions from even your guests that call in, if they would allow the Haitians to come in and all the Somalians that are in refugee camps, just send a big jet over there.
That'd be great. I've actually heard that there's a lot of Somalians living in Manchester that
yeah,
also in Portland.
Yeah, they need to fly more of them in. We need to get as many of those people as we can find.
Although I will add this to what you said, Larry, I think that
it's
definitely true that, you know, borders that are national need to be opened. But I do think that a private property owner, I think that a private property owner can have borders on their property.
And I think, no, I don't think that private property should not exist within the United States. I mean, I think that everybody should be privy to your property or anything they want on your property.
So I should just be able to...
Well, that's kind of how it works when there's immigration laws, because as soon as you pass an immigration law, the government starts telling me who can be on my property.
That's right. We need to abolish.
That is kind of an abolishment of private property.
You said abolish all owners? No, so
that's
wait, are you saying that I should just be able to walk into your bedroom any old time I want to?
That's right. That's right. Anytime you want to come,
I don't
in,
think most people
come
are gonna,
in and do anything you want to do on my
I don't
property.
Think most people,
that's not what I call about. That's not what I call about.
Yeah, but
here's
you opened up
about.
A pretty big can of worms there, Larry.
Okay, I'll just stop
you want to call in on a libertarian talk show and talk about abolishing property, you're going
to
have
they
some
need
opposition.
To abolish everything.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you that you're going to let anybody just walk into your room any old time they feel like it, and that you're going
to
welcome them.
Well, homeless people need a place to stay and need a place to eat. They need to abolish all private property whatsoever. But anyway, I didn't call about that.
See, I'm more of a lock guy. I love the idea of private property. It's
like
just
it.
That
I
the property
it.
That isn't being used, I think, should be available for homesteading.
Yeah, I think that's
good.
Fair.
Like all of Montana and Wyoming.
Sure.
All those places think we should let everybody from around the world that wants to come here and set up stakes and give them $5,000 a month for 10
well,
years.
Well, see, now that's where you're going
to... See, I'm not down with the welfare thing.
Now you got to take my private property to pay them.
See, I was with you right up until the point where you said... Hold on. I was with you right up until the point where you said pay him $5,000 a month. I agree with nobody that they should be able to settle and they should be able to homestead and that all that federal land ought to be turned over to whoever wants to sit on it
to
and take care of it.
To come here, they deserve it. Hey, look, I didn't call about
that. I mean, I don't think homesteading should be limited to immigrants. I think people who are born here have certainly an equal right to homestead.
No, they don't have any rights whatsoever.
You might want to read... John Locke, Second Treatise of Government, Chapter 5. He does a good overview of property rights and land and why they're vital to progress.
All belongs to government. Here's what I call about, really.
Oh, now you're going to get to what you called about. Well, hold on,
Larry.
Okay.
I'm going to have to hold you over.
I'll wait around.
We'll take you after the news.
I only do that because I find it kind of compelling. He really called about devil worship. And,
oh, I really want to hear that.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. If you want to hear about devil worship, stick around. This is Free Talk Live.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.